Playwright John Robin Bates has made an act of protest against what he describes as the censorious restrictions of the National Endowment for the Arts. Bates is best known for his play The Substance of Fire, which is running at Lincoln Center in New York. He was just given a $15,000 playwriting grant from the NEA. He decided to accept the grant, but to donate $15,000 of his own money to the two arts institutions whose grants were vetoed last month by Anna Imelda Radice, the acting head of the NEA. He's donating the money to galleries at MIT and Virginia Commonwealth University. Their grants were vetoed against the protests of the NEA advisory panels that voted to award the money. Both grants were for exhibits that included material pertaining to the body or sexuality. We called Bates to discuss his decision. This is an excerpt of the letter he wrote to the NEA.
I'm writing to acknowledge the grant of $15,000 awarded me by the endowment. I do so, I can assure you, without the least bit of pleasure. Being deemed politically acceptable by Chairwoman Radice is a dubious honor. It seems to be rather like having been given the thumbs up by the Vichy government in France during the Second World War. Specifically, I'm at a loss to find credible rationale for the Chairwoman's recent overturning of two previously approved grants. I'm referring, of course, to MIT and Virginia Commonwealth. Therefore, I'm making donations of $7,500 to each of these two institutions in protest over the chairwoman's actions. I do so with my own funds, not the endowments, which I will use in the manner prescribed in your letter, quote, to support activities which contribute to your creative development and may include research, travel for theater-related purposes, creation of new work, and revisions to work in progress, end quote. I simply will not be complicit with faux moralist sharpies of the right, nor with psychosexual hysterics in the cultural sacking of this country, which has once again become a favorite conservative pastime. This action of donating a like sum is my response to the manner in which the endowment is being compromised by Miss Radice. We are more and more becoming a country afraid of ideas, afraid of ourselves, and the chairwoman's actions serve to substantiate this blanding of America, an America in which an inoffensive grayness, a dull gray artistic and cultural decency, will determine who and what we are.
Robbie, when did you decide to take this action?
I decided when I first read about the endowment's refusal to give those previously approved grants to the two institutions. I just decided on the spot when I read it. My annoyance just kicked in, and I thought it would be an appropriate gesture and response.
When were you notified that you were getting a $15,000 grant?
A few weeks ago.
So how long did you think about this decision before acting on it?
Immediately. I knew right away. I knew what I was going to do. I didn't know quite how to, and I sort of just planned it out in my head, and it wasn't particularly, it didn't take a lot of working out. I just simply was waited for the money to come in, and then acted.
Oh, so you waited for the money to come in?
Yes, to my, waited for them to give it to me.
Why did you wait?
Because I didn't want to jeopardize the institution's chances of actually getting the money. I talked to my lawyer and, you know, I had a completely legitimate legal position if I had to invoke one. I just didn't want to interfere with the real act of getting them their money.
Are you saying, in other words, that you were afraid if you went public before you got the money, you'd never get it?
I guess I was. Maybe I'm overcautious. I certainly have no experience with this kind of thing, so it just seemed like the right way to do it.
You could say in a way that you're going to be out $15,000 because now you have to, because of NEA accounting, end of the year accounting, you're going to have to spend $15,000.
Yes, no, that's
on,
right.
On playwriting.
I'm expecting to have to account for that $15,000.
I know you spent some of your childhood growing up in South Africa, in which you were exposed to many injustices, but in a way it wasn't your country.
That's right.
Do you see this as an opportunity to take a stand on something that's part of your world, part of your life, in the way that other things haven't been?
I think so. I think that's very accurate. I always felt that it was terribly easy for me in South Africa to take a position on anything, that I had no real investment in the life of the country. And I guess that anguished me in some way. But this is a very organic response. I didn't kind of try and come up with some sort of Barnum and Bailey stunt. I guess this seemed to me an absolutely natural response to and something that I could do, that I could afford to do emotionally, that I could afford to do financially, and it seemed intellectually right or something. That's about that.
What has angered you the most about how the NEA has been making decisions lately?
I guess what angers me is that adversity and complexity, that ideas that are in opposition to a kind of mainstream safety, have been found threatening in such a way that people who should know better, I guess arts administrators, I get a sense that there's such a fear of the right, that voices are being silenced. And I think what angers me is this idea of being complicit, and being co-opted by an establishment that is vulgar and trashy, and invokes God and invokes patriotism, and in fact knows nothing about any of those ideas whatsoever.
John Robin Bates, his play The Substance of Fire is at Lincoln Center in New York.